Bezer Shem Yisbaruch, we begin Perek Shemayin Asa, the 18th chapter in the Rambam Maseches Machin, Laws of Sales and Sefer King, the Book of Acquisitions. When in this Perek, we continue the related discussion of the previous program of Mekach Toys regarding that of Geneves Das, that of also deceiving people in how you're selling something. The Rambam begins Halacha Alf regarding where this prohibition about stealing people's awareness, that is, Asa L'Ramas B'nei Adam. It's forbidden to deceive people B'mekach Memker regarding buying and selling. Or just to steal, literally means to steal their awareness, but to deceive them. And this applies whether equally to Jews or to non-Jews alike. Let's say he knows regarding what he's selling, he has a blemish. So let it be known to the buyer. And even to steal their awareness, to deceive them, just with words, not even regarding a sale, even that is asa, that's going to be forbidden. And Rambam contains halacha beis regarding selling objects that are old as if they're new. So, ima farkas in this adam. A person is not allowed to go ahead and if, let's say, the hair of his beard was white, and they're going to dye it so that it looks young. Or, b'lais b'hema, neither could you do that for an animal. B'lais akim ha'isham, neither could you take that and do that with old vessels. K'dei sh'yiroch kechadoshim, that it should look like it's new. Again, that's geneves das, that you're deceiving them in how they perceive things. So, although you're not really telling them anything, so you're stealing their das in a way, that is forbidden. Avobot mefarkas nachad hachadoshim, but you could go ahead and dress up the new stuff. Kugun shiyashuv, like for example, he should scrub it, vigayitz, and press it, viyap, and beautify it, kotzrachim, as all that it needs. Because even without the beautifying, it is new and it's good. He's just embellishing a little bit, but to deceive and make something that's not what it, to make it something else, that's forbidden. Halacha gimel, im mesharvetin es adam. You cannot make a person, like a term of a rod, of a sharvet, with water of bran. Things like that, meaning you're going to straighten them up, where you're going to give him some type of a potion, that she should swell. But you know, upon him, shmeinim, and that his face should appear fatty, and also, upon him, besarok, but you can't just go ahead and paint his face with some type of a makeup or things like that. So, if let's say someone's selling intestines in the marketplace, wants it to look fattier and wider, he's not allowed to blow it up to inflate it. And you're not allowed to soak meat in water because water whitens the meat, and even lean meat looks fatty like that. Also, anything like this, assuming this is going to be all included in Geneves Das, it's forbidden. And you can't even sell non-kosher, meaning non-slaughtered meat, to a Gentile, included in the category of slaughtered meat, that's like a shchut, although for a non-Jew it doesn't make a difference slaughtered or not. However, the non-Jew is going to think that the Jew is honoring him, that he's giving him something that it has a limited market, as that it's what's only fit for a Jew, and therefore he's going to hold and appreciate and give him thanks for that, and that's geneves das, and that's forbidden. Halacha dalet. Mutu lover esagrisin. It's permitted to go ahead and to sift the beans which were grinded or crushed into two, even though through that it makes it look better. Because again, this is something that's visible and the consumer could see and to discern how much more it would be worth for this service of having the refuse taken off of it. Avaloyal piyamaguda. But you can't do this only on the surface, on the top, and leave all the other refuse, the psalus that's on the inside, because you only take them off from the top, that's forbidden, because she'ein elikug in the mezayin. That's like just stealing the eye. What, I mean, a person, what he sees, will only see that, and he's going to imagine that it's all sifted out, which is not. And therefore, again, that's deceptive practices. Now, however, but it is permitted for a storekeeper to give out roasted grain and nuts to children and to maidservants, as some type of marketing venue to have them come to him. He could also lower down the market price so he can increase people that are buying by him on credit. And people, the rest of the sellers in the market cannot hold back from him. And that's not considered deceptive practices. That's just a going low on prices and getting people to come. That's permitted. Halacha continues regarding mixing old produce with new produce, with old merchandise and new merchandise. So ima arvin peis v'peis, one's not a mix, one type of produce with another one. Even if it's new and new. to say if it's old with new. I feel like it shouldn't be yaker. Even if, let's say, the older produce is actually more expensive, and the new one's cheaper, it doesn't make a difference. Because the buyer wants to age them, and if he's buying new and you're selling him old, that's not what he wants. It's only by wine that they permitted to mix the harsh with the soft, meaning the strong with the weaker, specifically benakitis bovat, only at the time of the wine press when the wine is fermenting, then when it was just pressed, because that actually will make it better. So only then is that allowed. Now, if let's say, however, the taste is actually easily recognizable, then mutalov b'chamok, and then you're allowed to mix it together, these different types of wines, any place, not only benagites, because the kaldava haniker tamer, anything where the taste is recognizable, margash alekech, the consumer will sense that, and he could taste it. Alevika mutalov says, so you're allowed to mix it, and let him go and taste it, and that will be his responsibility to be able to notice that. Halach above. Im arvin mayim b'yayin. One's not allowed to mix in water into the wine. And if someone does have that the wine, that water full gets mixed into his wine, should not sell it in the store. Unless he lets notify people, puts a big sign over there, lets them know that this has already been diluted. Now, moreover, you can't sell it to a merchant, to a middleman, even if you notify it to him. Because he's going to use it deceptively to sell it to others under the guise that it's regular wine. But in the place where the custom is to go ahead and dilute their wines, so then yatel, then you could put in the water. And again, as long as it's between the wine presses, which is that's when it's actually good for it. When you're mixing in these things, that's the time when it's allowed to go ahead and put the water into the wine. If that's the custom of the place, and that is their custom. Now, a merchant is allowed to take from five different wine presses, and he can put into one barrel. He can take mechamish granis, he can take from five different places where they thresh and they winnow the grain, and he can put it into one storage bin. Now, the reason for this is because everybody knows that he doesn't have his own fields, doesn't have his own vineyards, and he's taking from many different people, and therefore, he could mix it together. As long as his intention is not to go ahead specifically and mix it together, in other words, what he's going to do is he's going to buy most of his merchandise from one good, high-quality place. So people hear, oh, that's where he gets his stuff from. And then he's going to go ahead and mix in from some other cheap, inferior places. That's not allowed. But if that's not his intention to deceive, then he's allowed to because he's not necessarily dependent on that one type of product. Halacha Ches. Now, Asil Arv Shmurim. It's forbidden to mix in sediments, which are the pieces that are left over, whether in wine or oil, even a small amount. Even the sediments of yesterday, in today's sediments, is going to be forbidden, because it's going to ruin it. But if, let's say, you're mixing the wine from one vessel to another vessel, then you're allowed to put in its sediments inside, because those sediments are not harmful. But that of yesterday, or from some other type, that would be harmful. Halacha Tes. This continues this theme regarding the refuse that are included in the sale. Is if someone's selling to his friend refined oil, so he's not accepting any sediments, meaning what that means to say is he doesn't have to accept the loss of the sediments. In other words, the seller cannot say, okay, I'm going to give you less from the amount that you're buying from me because of the sediments that you're not going to take out. No, because that's why he's buying Shem Mezukah. Now, Mochel Hashem in some, but let's say he's buying oil, unspecified, and he gives him refined oil, then he has to accept a leg and a half of the sediments for every 100 leg that of wine that he's buying. Now, and he's going to accept from the rest sediments, shemen acher, which is murky oil, which is what the sediments mixed in, that goes up on the surface of the oil, more than the sediments which are known in that place. Now, Halacha Yud. But when we say this Halacha, if he gave the monies in Tishrei, which is the time of when they harvest the olives, which is Shashem and Acher. At that point in time, the oil is murky, and this is what we're saying in the previous Halacha, when you buy Shem and Stam, which it's not yet refined. So therefore, that's a large quantity because of all the murkiness of all the sediments that are mixed in that go flow to the top. And look at Hashem ibn Nisan, and now, however, he's taking the oil that he bought in Tisha that he gave the money for. He's taking it in Nisan time, which at that point already they already refined the oil, so there it's going to be less. So that's what he said. That's Kamidas Tisha Shigidayla, that he's going to take according to the measurements of Tisha, which was larger, but that's because of the oil that flows to the top, which has to include the sediments, like we said, that he has to accept that. But if, let's say, he purchased according to the measurements of Nisan time, Shigitana, which that's a smaller measurement than Neshe Kvar Tzal Hashem, because the oil has already been refined, then in Makabal Hashem Bavad, then he only accepts the sediments themselves, but not the mercury oil, because he bought a smaller measurement that was prepared specifically because of that was already in the time when it was refined. Someone sells wheat to his friend. Makabalab Reva, he accepts upon himself a quarter of a kav, which is 1/24 of a saw, of kitnis, of legumes. Because it's normal that kitnis sprout amongst the wheat. So you have to expect that if you're buying wheat, that you're going to have that amount of kitnis, of beans mixed in. And that is 1/24, which is of a saw, which is a quarter of a kav, l'chol saw, for every saw, which a saw is 6 kavin. So unless he's buying barley, so he accepts upon himself this straw that comes with the blowing of the wind into the barley. And again, that's normal that gets mixed in. So he's buying this quantity. He has to accept there's going to be a quarter of a kav of these nishaybis for every saw. Adashim is buying lentils. He accepts upon himself a quarter of a kav of the dust and the pebbles, which again, they get mixed into the lentils when you're ripping it out by hand because they don't harvest it, they rip it out. That amount of earth is going to get in. That's how much you accept of for every saw. Ta'inim, figs, makabal of esemasli is lachomeya. He accepts upon himself there's going to be 10 wormy ones in every 100. Mochle, shah parasit, sells him all the types of produce. Makabal of reva, so he accepts upon himself a quarter of a kab of tenifis, of that it gets filthy from the dirt, lachol saw for every saw. Nimtim, yes, I'll sure may lakosha. Now let's see if I'm more than these measurements, even by a minute amount. You're not best, I call. Then he has to go ahead and clean out them all. He has to filter them out. And then he has to give him filtered and sorted out produce that doesn't have any of these things. Only up until that amount. But more than that, then he has to clean them all up. Now, all these things weren't said. Only if it's a place that does not have a set custom. But if it's a place that has a custom, everything goes according to the custom of that country. Now, there are some places that have the custom that the produce has to be clean and filtered from all things. That the wines and the oils have to be filtered. That they're not selling the sediments at all. Now, there are certain places that have the custom. Even if 50% have sediments, or if even the produce had half earth or half straw or some other type, it's sold as it is. So, lefikach, therefore, since that there's a custom that you're allowed to mix in the earth into the grain, so and you're allowed to sell it, and possibly someplace even up to 50%, so someone goes and selects out a big pebble, or any size pebble, from the granary of his friend, he has to compensate him the value of actually wheat, according to the size of the measurement of the rock that he pulls out. Because had he left it there, the seller would be able to sell it according to the measurement of wheat because it all goes into the sale. And in time, you're going to say, okay, let him put him back, the pebble. No, I remember they said, Aslav Kosher, you know, I'll mix in even a minute amount. It's only once it's there. But to put it in the ladder, there he has to compensate the amount of wheat. If someone sells jugs in this Sharon region, in Eretz Yisrael, the Mokum Sheminik, if it's a place that does not have a set custom, Mekabel Cholmeya, he accepts for every 100 asara pitasais, that he has to accept 10 inferior jugs. But vahushi yunois vasuis begarfas, but it has to be that it's beautiful and it's made with sulfur. So it can't be literally cracked and totally ruined, because then the buyer is not going to accept even one of them. Rather, they're nice, like other jugs, but they're inferior, but they were just fixed with sulfur where he closed up the holes. So it has to be that somewhere a little bit lower grade, that again, it's normal that 10 of them shouldn't be such great out of the 100. That's just halacha that we say that you expect in sales a certain amount, and therefore that person has to accept it as part of the sale.